He said to me, don't worry about nothing, man. You're in retirement. All you have to do is just chill.
Sharing it.
Yeah, I never got the opportunity to just chill. Because I was out there. I was on that corner one day, and they turned into a red light district. And one of the girls came over, she said, Miss Patrick, why are you sitting on this corner? You know, the jump offs were just here. Why are you sitting on this corner? I said, I'm waiting for Miss Mack to come out of that apartment. She said, you go on down the street and wait for Miss Beth down there where you can see her come out. Don't sit here on this corner. There's just stuff going on like that. Mm. Why she cursing somebody out over on the other end? I said, oh.
It was amazing to me as a child. I was little. As far back I remember, 5 or 6, all the way up until I was a teenager. Everywhere we went, I mean, people literally ran beside the van screaming, I love you, but it was just always amazing.
I hate going grocery shopping with her because, God, we never got a store. Everyone wants to talk to her, like, so they want to let her social work through the whole thing on the store.
Miss Patrick, I need a job, Miss Patrick, I need food, Miss Patrick, I need clothes. And she always had the answer for me, man. I mean, but the whole Southwest House thing was just a blessing to us as a family, as a unit, period, because if it wasn't for, and it was weird to her that I understood that as a child, because if it wasn't for that place, we wouldn't have had Christmas. A lot of times we wouldn't have had Thanksgiving. We just wouldn't have had Wednesday dinner or sometimes, and if it wasn't for the Southwest House. So, I mean, it meant a lot to us.
Yeah, and then her dealing with the people of the, you know, of the street, because like the way she said when we lived there, those kids are funny. She was able to, you know, get along. Because they liked her, they adapted to us. You know, they made us feel comfortable with them.
Yeah, because a lot of people growing up didn't know that our family came from the same, like, it's weird, because this Channel Square is considered, I guess, low middle class. So the middle class neighborhood next to you doesn't recognize you at all. And then the red district neighborhood that you live next to despises you because you live there. And it was funny because I used to go in some of the low income houses, and they had way better furniture than us.
Yeah.
A lot of nice. I mean, it might have been because they didn't pay rent, but still, they were living better than us. But they had this notion that we were living high on them. You know what I'm saying? But in the same token, that one block saved probably all of our sons are still alive. One of my brothers did get shot badly, like 8, 9 times from here up. But he's alive, he owns his own business in Atlanta and everything. But that one block difference saved our lives, because the things that took place next to the Southwest House didn't really happen inside of Channel Square. And it was just weird. It was really one block. It was just one block. But the fact that she still worked there, and then we had a grandmother that lived on P Street, we were able to make friends from that area. And all of our friends ended up being more so from that area than inside Channel Square, because the people that lived in Channel Square knew we didn't have what they had, and they treated us bad for it. We've gotten notes say that we need to go back to the ghetto and stuff like that.
Yeah, we was ostracized.
I mean, how could you be you're one block away, man. Like, it's really not,
some of the people came from.
A lot of people we had the most problems with came from the same area. It was weird.
I told you, a lot of people from public housing was allowed to come into Channel Square because that was the purpose of that 236B house. But they came in there with different attitudes that they were going to do better.
And forget about it. And never get associated with it, period.
And they don't want to talk about nothing that had to do with no public housing, none of the other stuff.
And since she still worked around there, and my father drove cab, and he still, even though he had a federal job, he retired from the federal government. But even though he worked for GAO, he still had friends and he still hang around there. So it, we just got treated poorly. So most of my true friends are not from that neighborhood. And I was born in that. I was born in Challenge Square. And I've had more units around there myself than most people. I think I had one apartment and three townhouses of my own around there. Just because I was born there, I'm used to it. It's a nice neighborhood, it really is. But we got treated very poorly. Very poorly. But you know, this family, we love each other. We are a very close family. It's all because of her. You know, we treasure her. I treasure the ground she walks on. She means the world to me. So I absolutely told her she don't have to do nothing. Only thing I want her to do is exercise more. And the only thing I consider exercising is coming out of the bathroom and going the long way back to her room. So she do that for me a few times a day. She don't have no problems out of me. So, she did whatever she wants. She took care of me, and I stayed out of trouble. And that's my heart.
Well, we could definitely just walk in and feel it, and we appreciate you opening up your home to us, especially on her birthday. And, you know,
I hope you guys are going to eat dinner or at least take it with you unless you're vegetarian.
I would. My wife is probably going to kill me.
Because
I'm going to be home late.
No, I've got to run as well.
You sure are.
Yeah.
You can take it for lunch tomorrow if you want. It's up to you. That's what I do. I cook, man. Like that's my thing.
If you insist, I can't say
no. Yeah, I do. We'll hook you up with a plate. You can take what you eat dinner at home, and then say, "Miss Patrick, some made this for me for my lunch." And
that's
my thing. I love to cook, so don't worry, not a big deal. And you're right in time because I didn't eat chicken all year. I just started back eating chicken, so you're right.
Well, we thank y'all so much for.
No.
When the African Museum opened up, I just spoke to, I told her, I said, Mom, they should have had you. You up in there, you know, your information up in there.
You don't know how to put me in there.
Then when I got home, about a couple days later, I saw that from the Smithsonian. I said, oh my God. Wow. I said, Mom, I spoke to them. But then I saw the,
Anaconda.
That's good too, you know.
Are they going to do better promotion for that museum? Do you know how difficult it was for me working in American history and having people from Louisville and all over the country come to me and ask me about this museum? And I'm literally like, it's going to be, I'm like, I can tell you how to get there, but it's going to be hard, and it may not be that.
Yeah.
It's hard to tell people that. But, you know, as an African-American male, how am I not going to tell some